WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 8 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy here today with a chance of light snow or flurries and a high around 17. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Topping area news, sheriff's officials in Shelby County are expected to release information later this morning about a fatal fiery crash which occurred last night in Irwin. While no official report has been released as of early this morning, according to scanner traffic late last night, Irwin and Defiance Fire and Rescue were dispatched to a location near 300 Front Street following a report of a motor vehicle accident with the vehicle fully engulfed in flames. It apparently had come to rest against a pole. The accident was reported at around 11:50 p.m., and about a half an hour later, officials on the scene had requested a medical examiner. We'll have additional details as they become available. News time is 7:07.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Authorities say one person was injured during an accident over the noon hour Thursday in rural Pottawatomie County. The crash happened on Highway 59 north of Oakland. According to reports, the driver of a car tried to pass a truck carrying a wind turbine part and clipped it in the process. The 58-year-old driver of the vehicle lost control of the car, which rolled over before coming to rest in a ditch. A 28-year-old female passenger in the vehicle was ejected in the crash. Her injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. Officials say she wasn't wearing a seatbelt. The driver of the car was not injured, and no names have been released as of early this morning. The families of four motorcyclists who died in a crash with a drunken driver on Interstate 29 near Little Sioux in 2010 have settled a combined lawsuit with a man who was convicted on four counts of vehicular homicide. According to the Omaha World Herald, the families accepted an offer made late last year by 23-year-old Andrew Schlichtemeyer. Barring any late developments, the settlement essentially ends the civil case against the man who was 21 years old when his pickup truck crossed the center line of I-29 in a construction zone and collided with four men on motorcycles who were returning home from Sturgis, South Dakota. The August 9, 2010 crash claimed the lives of Jay Bach of Omaha, Stephen Van Scoter of Pacific Junction, and Dale Aspidon and Dennis Cheney, both of Glenwood. Authorities tested Schlichtemeyer's blood and recorded a blood alcohol content of 0.373%, which is more than 4.5 times the legal limit, according to the Iowa State Patrol. The test also turned up traces of chemical marijuana. Investigators found two baggies containing marijuana, eight 12-ounce cans of Bud Light, all unopened, along with an empty 40-ounce bottle of beer in the wreckage of Schlichtemeyer's vehicle, which ended up on its side after the crash. Schlichtemeyer pleaded guilty to four counts of motor vehicle homicide in February of 2011. He was later sentenced to 50 years in prison. When he pleaded guilty, Schlichtemeyer admitted responsibility in court with many of the motorcyclists' loved ones in attendance. The families of the motorcyclists filed separate lawsuits against Schlichtemeyer in the months following the crash, but their cases were later combined. It was settled with mediation last Friday to divide the amount of proceeds from Schlichtemeyer's car insurance policies he carried at the time. Attorneys would not say how much money the estates of the motorcyclists are dividing, citing conditions of the settlement. District Judge Greg Stensland will oversee the mediation in Council Bluffs. No injuries were reported following an accident Wednesday night here in Atlantic. The Atlantic Police Department said Thursday that Tammy Johnson of Atlantic was traveling north on the 800 block of Poplar Street when she looked down for a moment and her vehicle hit a legally parked car owned by Darla Jacobson of Atlantic. That happened at around 9 p.m. Wednesday. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $10,000. Officials say Johnson was cited for striking an unattended vehicle and for having no proof of insurance. And sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report a Hastings man was arrested Thursday on a valid warrant for failure to pay child support. 49-year-old John Michael Hudson was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. A celebration will take place at the Cam High School in Oneida next Wednesday to honor the former staff, teachers, board members, and students of the Cam North Elementary School, which recently received a 2011 Blue Ribbon School Award. Cam North was formerly known as the Oneida Elementary School. The celebration, along with a recognition ceremony and speech from a returning alumnus, will take place on Wednesday, January 25th at 1 p.m. at the high school. A reception and open house will continue at the elementary building after the ceremony and until 4 p.m. The students will be dismissed that day at 2:30. The National Blue Ribbon Schools program recognizes public and non-public elementary, middle, and high schools where students achieve at very high levels or where the achievement gap is narrowing. News time is 7:12.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Laura Blatt, age 89, of Buffalo Center and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Laura Blatt will be held today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Buffalo Center. Winter Funeral Home of Buffalo Center has arrangements. Lavina Johnston, age 87, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lavina Johnston will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Clyde McMullen, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Clyde McMullen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Gloria Klein, age 87, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Gloria Klein will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Little Sioux United Methodist Church in Little Sioux. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elmer Nelson, age 92, of Irwin, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Elmer Nelson will be held Monday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Glenn Lilja, age 87, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. No local services are planned for Glenn Lilja. A funeral and burial will be held Monday in Colorado. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family with local arrangements. And Hubert Porter, age 87, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday. Funeral services for Hubert Porter will be held at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The date and time are pending. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. That's a check of the news brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. More news is online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.